A look back at the historic flood of 2024, 1 year later. Now, on Melissa in the Morning on the Voice of Connecticut, WICC 600 and 95.9.
I don't think my wife and I realized how important this marina is to our members. When they came to get their boats out, hugs, tears, food they brought us, beer they brought us, wine, water, supplies. But just to see them look for the first time at what happened out in the water and upset they were to see that what happened here. I didn't realize this place was as important as it is to our members. Mm. It was devastating for them, and it was an emotional week for us and for our members.
You are hearing from Bob DeFeo. He and his wife, Dawn, own the Lakezor Beach Club and Family Marina. And this was about a year ago that I had Bob on the show because we had a lot of WICC listeners who are friends of the DeFeos or had their boats docked at the marina. And there were a lot of people who just passed by seeing the devastation and wanted to help. And so a year later, it was only fitting to see what has happened in the last 12 months. Joining us back on the show from the DeFeo family, Dawn is here. And Dawn, I thank you so much for being on the show. And tell us from your own perspective, as you just heard just a quick snippet from your husband, and you can hear the emotion in his voice. You know, what August 18th meant to you guys?
Well, good morning, Melissa. It meant really watching so much that we have worked so hard for just being literally washed away and not being able to do a thing about it at the time. And to just watch as the boats and the jet skis and the trailers and the plants and the structures just go. And, you know, we kept hearing the rain was going to stop, and it just didn't. And, you know, when Route 34 broke was when really you could see the literally the water just roaring and rushing by. And but as Bob had said, you know, it impacted not just us, but obviously so many of our members. We were very lucky, though, especially after our storm, seeing all the things that have happened in North Carolina and in Texas, you know, it helped us. We could truly, truly relate and empathize with them, but not to the degree that they had to deal with. So it kind of put things a little bit more in perspective for us, too, that, you know, we were so thankful to still obviously be alive, be safe, and to have what we still had. I think the biggest thing we realized also was just how supportive our members were. And like Bob said, how much, this became a family marina anyway. So we've become this marina family, and they were all right there with us. You know, our members came and helped, our family, our friends, our neighbors, and then even strangers who just wanted to help clean up. I think because we're at the very end of Lake Zor, that's where everything washed down. So we weren't just cleaning up the debris from the marina. We were literally cleaning up the debris from the entire lake that got washed into the lake. Mm. So 5 dumpsters later, and that was just the beginning, you know, of everything.
Yeah. And, you know, to yours and to your husband's point that I played earlier, this was, you know, because some people may say, you know, in the face of devastation, who cares? They were boats, you know, that's a luxury item. But I think that this, though, is so much deeper than that. And I don't know if you agree, Dawn, that, you know, yes, property, certainly it gives you perspective. Like you said, no one lost their life there at Lake Zor. We did lose a couple of people, and I don't want to, you know, disregard that. But I think the story that you tell is an important one, which is this was also your livelihood. This was something that, you know, whether people feel like these are luxury items or they're not, it is something that people invest in and that they work hard to own this type of property. And I think, you know, this is also your, like I said, your livelihood. And talk about, you know, certainly perspective is key, but also understanding that, you know, while everybody kind of moves on with their lives, this is something that really lives in you and Bob for good, it seems like.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, you know, so many things we couldn't replace. And, you know, everybody laughs at me, but like 15 years of growing certain plants and then they they're gone, never to be able, you can't get them back. And I don't think I have, you know, it in me to start all over again with some of those. But even the things like trees that are, you know, they were fully grown 30, 40, 50 year old trees or older, just literally washed away. And there's no way to, even because of the way they redid the road, they, you can't replace them. So we lost a lot of privacy. We lost a lot of, you know, even the memories. And so, but, you know, you're right. For our members, this is where they go sometimes to just decompress. You know, this is where their children have been growing up. This is mm-hmm. where they have so many memories of just wonderful experiences for them. So it's not just a matter of owning the boat, but to be able to come and sit as a family and just, you know, and so for all of those people, this was part of their home as well.
Exactly. Exactly. I agree with that, Dawn. I think that, you know, Connecticut is a really unique spot because we have, you know, we have the luxury of places to hike, places to boat.
Right.
But, you know, and we're sandwiched between two major cities in America. But I think that Connecticut residents, you know, even if they, I mean, actually what's interesting is a lot of the times you're not talking about wealthy families who, you know, have a small motorboat or have, you know, something that they went in on with other families or they have a fishing boat, you know, so it's actually quite surprising, you know, when people on the surface go, oh yeah, well this only happened to the elite. Not true. These are very common people who live here, who were really impacted. And like you said, had a legacy of I brought my kids up here or this is right. something my grandchildren, first time they went out on the water, they did it here at Lake Zor. You know, so there's a lot of pain there. And you know, something else that you brought up, again, we've got Dawn DeFeo who is here. She and her husband Bob, they own the Lake Zor Beach Club as well as Family Marina in the Monroe area, and it was heavily devastated by the storm, the flooding event of August 18th. You guys are fully operational, though, and you're back up and open today.
Yes, and thanks. That was really, truly thanks to our members and, again, our friends and family and neighbors who came to help, because the amount of debris that was, you know, everywhere around us, we couldn't even move it because our Bobcat bucket was one of the things that literally just got washed into the lake, never to be seen again. So we had no equipment to even begin the cleanup process. And yet one of our members brought over his, you know, he had a bulldozer. He dropped that off. Somebody else brought another bucket. And so right away, I mean, our neighbor brought his tractor over from Bethany and was helping to clean up the beach. But, you know, we were talking giant trees. My friends and I were out in kayaks, literally towing trees behind the kayak in order to pull them away from the area. So even the boats couldn't even get out because there was so much. You could walk all the way out to the end of our dock on the water because the debris was that deep and that heavy.
Mm.
So, you know, it was a lot of cleanup and we could never have recovered and gotten back to opening day for the season had it not been for all those people, because it was a lot to do to clean it up.
Yeah. And talk about perspective again, Dawn, as you had mentioned, certainly the perspective of, you know, thank God nobody lost their life. You know, you and Bob are okay today. Your members are alive and okay. And thankfully, you know, if they were able to reinvest or, you know, restore some of the damage that had happened, you know, thank God for that. But even the isolation, you know, you mentioned the fact that you obviously had this going on, you know, your business in a matter of hours destroyed, and knowing the reality of I need to rebuild, I need to refund my members. That is one thing. But then you're a teacher in another part of the state that was essentially untouched. You know, what was that like?
Like you said before, if you didn't experience it, you would not understand or could not relate to what happened. And the pictures truly didn't do it justice. So, you know, I am a teacher. And when I went in, and school started that same week as it does this week. And so to go in exhausted because I couldn't sleep because of the thing, of course, and nobody understood, like, you just, you know, they could not understand what truly happened. It just seemed like a storm. Nothing happened in other parts of the state, of course. And so if you weren't there and didn't see or experience any part of it, you just thought, oh, okay, what's the big deal? And again, like you said, and it's, they're only boats. But it was so much more than that. And just trying to get yourself motivated to, you know, mentally and emotionally to be able to then go into a classroom was a little bit tricky as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I would imagine. And again, Dawn, I want to, you know, certainly thank you and Bob for keeping us in the loop and sharing your stories so publicly when this was really a devastating time for you and so many others. You know, is there anything when you look back at August 18th and moving forward with your business and with your members, anything that you had to change or you had to do or would you have done differently following what we saw happen August 18th?
Well, you know, I still try to do sandbags, but that doesn't do anything. And of course, there wasn't anything that we obviously could have done to prevent it and to prevent even the things from washing away. Because if you look at where that water came from, even today, it is such a like a trickle, especially because we haven't had much rain. Mm. So we have changed some things to hopefully prevent it from ever rising. If in the event of another big flash flood like that, from rising as high as it got to in order to do as much damage as it did. But, you know, I look at all of those waterways that caused all that damage along the lake, and you cannot believe how, like, what the small amount of water is coming out of there now. So it's hard to ever think what else we could have done, because you couldn't predict it. Who would have ever thought that would have happened?
Yeah. Yeah, no question. Well, Dawn DeFeo, I want to thank again you and your husband, Bob, and for coming back on the show a year later. And certainly I know I'm not alone in saying I hope that we never see something like this happen again. But the one good thing that I think came out of such a horrible time was really seeing community come together. I think, you and Bob expressed that so beautifully, I thought. That, you know, when you've got all this awfulness going on around you, when you see people come together and say, no, we're going to fix things up. We're going to build each other up. And I think that's a really great thing.
I mean, I'm telling you, when we say, like, to see the people who showed up and, you know, without asking and came with shovels, came with, you know, because, you know, a lot of the tools were even washed away. They came with carts and came with just muscle and came with that emotional support and food, as Bob said. And it really made that more than anything meant so much to us. You know, it was really incredible. And again, you know, some members lost boats and just nobody was angry. You know, everybody knew there wasn't anything that we could have done. And like you said before, the insurance companies were, you know, if you could change anything, that would be the thing to change in the state of Connecticut, because that was very frustrating when and how insensitive they were as people tried to contact them. But, you know, to know that all we had the support of our friends and neighbors and family was just unbelievable.
Mm, yeah, absolutely. Dawn DeFeo, I want to thank you again and your husband, Bob, and would love to have you back on the show, you know, whenever you want. And I'm just so glad to hear that things are at least have recovered, you know, physically. I know emotionally and mentally, I'm sure it's going to still take its time, but I am glad to hear a very different story from the DeFeo family a year later.
Well, and I thank you, because, you know, it's nice to know where it's just not forgotten. You know, people just move on with their lives, but you're right. You know, I really know that Bob has a little bit of PTSD. He won't look at any of the pictures I've taken. And, you know, the minute the wind or the rain, you can see the anxiety increase in him.
I can imagine. Dawn, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.